When you try to tell me that we need to change the United States Constitution and start adding amendments for basic rights like eating, breathing, sleeping, you've got my attention. And I'm suspicious of a Congress that sits silent while millions invade our country at the southern border and military members are tied down to the floor for refusing to take a biological weapon injected into their bodies. But when those Congress people jump to the forefront to propose an amendment to the Constitution for eating, what's it really all about? Has the government gotten so big and tyrannical that we need to revise our Constitution just to push back? Are there other agendas at play? Well, come along with me, because this is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine. Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Monday, April 8th, 2024. Well, the eclipse has come and gone, but don't fear, there will be many more red herrings and intentional distraction psychological operations coming your way soon enough. Well, recently, United States Representative Thomas Massie, supposedly a real champion against the COVID-19 bioweapon shots and the injuries that have killed millions of Americans and injured about 100 million Americans. He's part of the Dog and Pony Show group up on Capitol Hill, hearings and proposals, doing nothing. You know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ron Johnson, Rand Paul. It's been a joke for the last 4 years. But none of them ever doing anything to protect Americans. But if you look at your history, you will see that Congress, the courts, and the selected presidents have been selling us down the river for hundreds of years. Well, this proposed amendment would enable you to eat. That's right. To choose your food, refuse adulterated or poisoned toxic food. It would allow you to grow your own food and feed your own food to yourself, your family, and your friends. Call me crazy, but I don't understand why we need to upend our entire United States Constitution for an obvious and absurdly basic human right. And I don't think Thomas Massie's motives are in the right place, because when he was challenged on that very basis by me publicly, he resorted to a Robert Malone-esque approach, which is to attack me personally. And he responded with this tweet. Take a look. He asks, quote, "Are you a real doctor?" Close quote. Well, you could have done a little bit better than that, Massie, to be honest with you. I really didn't expect such a low-life response from a United States congressman, but that's what I got. Instead of an honest, earnest response and discussion about why he believes this would be so important and why it is not a sham perpetrated on the American people, he resorted to an age-old attempt to destroy the public's confidence in me by disparaging my credentials, even before he looked into them, even before we had a conversation. Maybe he was prompted by Malone's cabal. Who knows? Many have tried that before, but they don't succeed. And for two reasons. First, my credentials are earned and experience as evidenced where I had to lay them out for numerous courts 3 years ago in a sworn affidavit that you can find on my website, drjaneruby.com. In that affidavit, I explained to the court why the COVID shots were so dangerous to our military and our military readiness. Those credentials are a series of degrees, medical experience treating thousands of patients over many years in hospitals, hospital intensive care units, and years of research having run my own clinical research center for multi-center pharmaceutical trials. And then after that, another 20 years of experience in drug research interfacing with the FDA and other regulatory agencies inside the pharmaceutical industry. And the best he could come up with was, are you a real doctor? God, it's getting old, isn't it? I like to set the record straight, though, before I get into his proposal. I've never claimed to be a medical doctor. And I've said this 100 times. In fact, I'd be ashamed in this era after the COVID scam to admit I was an MD if I was one. And in the delightful words of Dr. David Martin, most doctors are prostitutes. But I've never tried to pull the wool over the public's eyes about who and what I am. I'm out there with my real name and face out there, like unlike a lot of my detractors and attackers who have hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, blows my mind, who without, you know, any impunity are able to defame many of us who've put our lives and our reputations on the line to warn humanity, to warn fellow Americans that these were dangerous times and to explain why using our expertise. The second reason is that they don't succeed when they attack my credentials or my looks or everything else that Malone did. I'm too sexy, I'm wearing a stethoscope, whatever he comes up with. It's certainly not substantial. It certainly isn't about the issues at hand. Malone did that when I asked legitimate scientific questions publicly. But the second reason is because I've spent the last 4 years since March 2020, when I immediately realized something was very, very wrong and the public was being lied to about everything. Everything, the virus, the gain of function, the ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine being off limits because it was, quote, off label, which was not illegal for someone to prescribe. But they lied directly to you, the authorities. Even politicians jumped on those bandwagons, the very people many of you are looking to for a crumb. Well, maybe if we can get this information to Congressman so-and-so or Senator so-and-so, we'll get to move this ball ahead. Really? Really? It's been 4 years since this COVID scam hit. I can't even believe it's been that long. 4 years. And what have they done? Don't write to me in my social media. Don't write to me on Proton Mail. drjaneruby at Proton Mail, my public email, to tell me how much they've championed the cause or they've brought some light to it or they've talked about it. 4 years. 4 years. Over 100 million Americans out of 375 million, roughly, are injured permanently. And many millions, probably 7, 8, 10 million, are dead. And if you don't believe it, just add it up. Look for the information. Okay. All right. But since March 2020, when I figured out that this was all a sham and that the American public was in grave, we were all in grave danger if we bought into these lies. Since then, I've spent those 4 years 100% against the shots, warning about the shots, trying to protect our military and actively working with military lawyers and JAGs and other people that were trying to defend and protect our military. Not just like giving it voice. I worked many nights creating, putting together the information, the amicus curiae materials, the affidavit to warn the courts, to educate the courts about how important it was for them to shoot down these mandates on our military and on our commercial pilots, which I believe we are watching unfold when pilots, baggage handlers, aviation mechanics, ground control. I mean, you talk about having to be sharp and making sure planes are in their order and keeping things safe up there. They were all mandated to take these shots. You don't think those chickens are coming home to roost? You better look again. You just saw a Southwest flight from yesterday with the cowling, the metal casing of an engine, just broken loose and flying in the wind. Those people are damn lucky that huge piece of steel didn't gash into the fuselage, changing the aerodynamics or cause whatever damage or blow up that engine. I mean, I don't know what happens. And you're, you know, up in the air. These are the chickens coming home to roost for these mandates. And I've spent the last 4 years working with many different groups, many different other experts to protect our military and babies and children. I didn't start out recommending the shots and then have an epiphany and change and ask to be considered a hero for that. No, I've always been consistently warning humanity, and that has garnered me great respect and trust from the American public, and I cherish that. So when someone comes along with some Robert Malone technique of attacking my sexuality, my credentials, I wear a stethoscope, for trying to shame me in some other way for not being a medical doctor, I like to make sure people understand the truth. And it tells me when they do that, that they don't have a leg to stand on in regard to what I am inquiring about or critiquing. So let's get back to it. So Thomas Massie wants to change. This is no small feat or issue or attempt, okay? He wants to change the United States Constitution and add an amendment for you to be able to eat. Let's take a closer look at his proposal so that you have a clearer idea of what this is. Okay. So he said his proposed constitutional amendment, quote, the right of the people to grow food and to purchase food from the source of their choice shall not be infringed, and Congress shall make no law regulating the production and distribution of food products which do not move across state lines. That means, okay, number one, okay, let's start. Congress shall make no law regulating, okay? That means they don't get to make laws regulating food. First of all, just think about that. That's the federal government. These companies will go down to the state level and get it done. The second part here, the production and distribution of food products, not food and food products, consumptible food and food products. Well, guess what? Kraft Cheese Whiz or whatever the company, Cheese Whiz is a cheese product, a food product. Doesn't say anything about produce, right? But I'm getting into the weeds of the absurdity of this. Here's the last part, which do not move across state lines. So that means if it doesn't move within your state, right? I don't even know what it means, okay? It just is absurd on its face. I don't want to lose the entire, but you see this is joint resolution, right? House joint resolution. He's got the draft here. This is a draft. I don't believe it's marked March 21st. So he's proposing this. He's supposedly trying to get, public. So why wouldn't somebody, oh yeah, protect my food, sir. Give me a crumb, sir. You don't need to get your permission to eat or drink or sleep or breathe from these disgusting tyrants, okay? And they walk you in circles, right? They've sold us down the river. They enabled the PrEP Act. They enabled, the CDC death protocol. They don't stop any of that. But they want to jump. He wants to jump in. And he wants to protect your food now. Look like a good guy, right? But he's been part of all those COVID injury hearings with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor, I own Gilead stock, and don't write to me and tell me she owns a mutual fund and it got buried in there and she didn't know. You better damn well know that you hold stock in a company that makes a drug, remdesivir, that's killing Americans every day. You better know that as an elected official. It's incumbent upon you to know that. And it's, by the way, for those of you who say it's buried in her mutual funds, it's not. Individual multiple purchases of Gilead and the number of shares is listed in her federal financial disclosure form, which she signed off on. This is what we're dealing with these people. They're phony. They're phony. So I said to him, I know you like to look like you're doing something, but Congress isn't the answer. You're all owned. What are you going to do? A lot of people jumped on it and told him, this doesn't make sense. Why do I need an amendment? Why do I need something in the Bill of Rights to allow me to eat food and grow my own food? This is what Amos Miller and Robert Barnes are fighting up in Pennsylvania. And then he tries to defend it to a couple of other people, you know, and then, but to me, there's one response. Yeah. And I love Gianna from At Legal Fockery. She runs the Inalienable University. I highly recommend you all check it out. And she's pretty feisty like me. That's probably why we follow each other now and hopefully get to interview her someday soon. She says to Massey, shows how ignorant you truly are of the original Constitution. We don't need an amendment. We don't need any more so-called laws. The context of the legislation needs to be terminated. The use of the word person is what you use to circumvent our rights. And it's coming down this year. Okay, so follow Gianna. Okay, so let me get back to... Okay, so you see the resolution. Okay, let's get back to this. So my question and argument is, are we going to need a constitutional amendment to spell out basic human rights? If we do, we're looking down the wrong hole. If our government has grown that big and opposes that much of a threat to eating, breathing, sleeping, and any other basic need and right, the answer is not to add a constitutional amendment to the Bill of Rights. That's a red herring. It's a major distraction project that I believe could be designed to get you to look over there and argue about it and get divisive about it. And maybe some of you who are duped by Massey and the rest of the other 534 sellouts on Capitol Hill, you know, well, you'll be thinking, oh, what a hero he is, and supporting and donating to him, especially his reelection campaign, while you're marched off to the trains and the oven, metaphorically speaking. Some of you are so quick to praise, to look at these congressional members in awe, dubbing them heroes and patriots for running dog and pony shows, for running these theatrical stunts like this, while you're helping them continue the destruction of our country. Because ultimately, that's what this is. All of this. So I challenged Massey to a Twitter space debate. Many elected officials have come on Twitter spaces to talk to the American people. He works for you and me. I don't work. We don't work for him. If he's going to spend money and time and resources on this sham proposal, instead of securing our border, stopping this wayward regime that took over our government years ago, and dismantling the alphabet agencies that have paved the way for this DOD mass destruction, I think we're entitled to a discussion, a town hall debate on Twitter. But Thomas Massey shut up pretty quickly when I invited him to a Twitter debate, a space debate, and he scurried away. He ran for cover because he knows this is a sham. First of all, it'll never pass anything that even remotely appears to be for the good of the American people. It'll never make it all the way through. You have a selected president who's a puppet of foreign and domestic enemies that captured our executive branch years ago. You have a Congress that since the 1800s has been selling us down the river time after time after time. They had abdicated their power many times, including when they allowed the Federal Reserve Act. They literally gave away their power to print and regulate money. And they walk around D.C. like they're, you know, hot shit, right? Big deal. Oh, hi, Congressman. Hi, Senator. How are you? That alone should have them hanging their heads in shame, because that Federal Reserve is destroying our country. And you have courts, the large number of which have been flipped with money and incentives, or threatened with disincentives. And even if it was a legitimate Congress, it's ruled by what appears to be the Democrats, but it's really a party of slaves to the overlords, all one party, the Uniparty. So this will never pass, but it will sure eat up a lot of time, and it will distract you to the furtherance of the destruction of the United States of America, the Republic, the land. When I return, I want to share with you a recently released film capturing a despicable act by members of the military who were following the orders of their leaders to physically punish, torture, and humiliate a fellow brother who refused to take the COVID-19 biological weapon because he knew it was a weapon of destruction, not a protective medical procedure, so that he could function in the military. But first, I want to make mention, if you haven't considered it, you haven't been watching the price of gold, you really should take a look at how you are protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. I've been preaching this for the last couple of years. I work with Augusta Precious Metals because I thoroughly vetted them. They're in the top three in the country. I trust them. They are fair to their partners. They take great time with customers to educate you over several meetings. It's no hard sell here, and they explain to you how you can protect everything you've worked for. Please call them today at 888-836-1890 and talk to them. Take some time to think about it, because in another year or two, gold will likely double, according to the experts I've spoken to. That means it'll be over $4,000 or $5,000 an ounce. Right now, it's about $2,250. Consider it now and join Americans like me who are going back to the trusted forms of currency and assets like gold, silver, and land. And in fact, I have to tell you, a lot of my followers are sending me, instead of sending me a check or cash, they're sending smaller pieces of gold and silver, coins or things that they've purchased from these outlets. So the country is turning over. It's changing. And a lot of states, I'm going to have a show on this coming up soon, but a lot of states are reinstating gold and silver as legal tender. Okay. So call Augusta Precious Metals today at 888-836-1890 or click on the link below. I'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here. Thousands of members across my social media have reported that the Triad Air purification products are incredibly effective at getting rid of shedding symptoms you may experience around family members and friends who took the jab. The Triad Air systems do not use filters, so there's nothing else for you to buy. The large unit protects homes up to 3,000 square feet. The mini is great for single rooms like dormitories up to 200 feet. And the personal shield protects you wherever you go. Wear it around your neck, on your purse, belt, or try the Go that fits in your car's cup holder. These products clean the air in your home of allergens, pollen, and mold using a pulse negative ionization technology similar to how the outside air is cleansed after a thunder and lightning storm. And you'll never have to change another filter. Go to airwaterhealing.com and use the promo code RUBY for 10% off and free shipping. That's airwaterhealing.com.
Go for the what?
So who's going for the what?
Are you choosing to be non-compliant?
You get one.
Are you choosing to be non-compliant?
Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Let's go! Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the fucking floor!
Stop resisting.
Where's the handcuff? I need a handcuff right now.
Get his arm. I got it. Here, get the handcuff to the legs.
I need a handcuff. I'm going for his left arm. All right. Oh.
Stop resisting! Stop resisting! You will get tagged! You will get tagged!
Alright,
just wait, just wait.
I got left cuff on.
Stop resisting or you will get tagged!
Ankle's on!
Do you hear me? Do not move. Do not move.
You will get tagged!
Go! I got
it. Put it behind his back.
My toe is breaking. My fucking toe is breaking.
Alright. I got his other arm.
Dude, my shoulder hurts.
His right arm.
Use your other arm!
I can't!
Stay down.
Stay down.
Go for it.
Stay down.
Whoever's black glove is just gonna move your hand.
Dude, my left toe is breaking. My pinky, right. Left toe.
Alright.
Get the shot.
My pinky breaking.
Little lock. Are those double lock? Yeah, they do. Get them locked.
Stay down.
Alright, check it. Just try to squeeze it and see if it. Well, they're double lock. Alright.
We're gonna
see him later.
All right. We're gonna lift him up.
We're gonna lift you up right. To your knees.
Or you want him to carry? You want us to carry him?
Carry him like
carry.
Just like that.
Okay.
Where's shoulder? Where's shoulder?
One, two, three.
Bring him over in front of the captain. Get out of the way here. Medic. Medic.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. I'm glad you're with me tonight. Well, the clip you just saw was posted yesterday by Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, one of the DOD whistleblowers on the DMED database scandal and a true American hero. The story is about what happened. What you saw in the film is about what happened to United States Air Force senior airman Lance Castle after he refused the C-19 bioweapon shot. As you saw, he was extracted from his cell by force. Bashaw indicated that Airman Castle was dubbed an insider threat, given 60 days pretrial confinement where he missed the birth of his firstborn child, and he was sent to a court-martial to stand trial on 5 separate charges. The good news is Castle was acquitted for lack of evidence. The bad news is the scene you just witnessed has gone on countless times inside the military. How do I know? Because of all the work I've done on the Ruby affidavit that was submitted to Robert V. Austin and Navy SEALs V. Austin, those two major cases in federal court over the last few years. I created it with the help of Todd Callender, David Wilson, who's a former JAG, Dale Sarin, in the fall of 2021 to start helping the court understand how dangerous this was, right? And so military families were calling me. The military members themselves were sneaking calls to me around the clock, and I did everything I could to help. Right. And so that's why I know that it was going on so proliferatively and why I know that it is still going on to some degree to this day. Now that a lot of the truth is out, I don't get as many calls or letters from military members who are going through this. But as I said, in 2021 and through 2022, I was inundated with calls, referrals from other military members and hundreds of emails. Dr. Jane, would you talk to my, you know, my buddy or my brother, you know, or we talk to my family member who's in another branch of the service and, you know, we need help. And indeed, I did. And thousands of phone calls, I have to say. And then I received like a steady stream in the last year or so from grateful family members, parents, spouses, older children for speaking out. They thanked me for creating the Ruby affidavit sworn under oath that warned the courts, as I said, about things like missing pharmaceutical research studies and data, pharmacokinetics, basic things you need to safely prescribe and use something, and that those were ignored, that the FDA ignored their own regulations. But we know why. We now know that they were under the dark forces. There are still pockets, there are still pockets of this situation happening inside of our military. But make no mistake about it, the damage has been done. Lucky for Airman Castle, he survived the court-martial and the attempt to force the shot. But many were not so lucky. Many military members are now out. Dishonorably, or generally without their benefits after years and years of service. Many are injured and still inside or have left. But all of that adds up to a serious concern for our national security and readiness, which we know is shot. And military experts like Brad Miller, Lieutenant Colonel Brad Miller, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, and so many more will tell you that our national readiness, our security is at very high risk right now. If you follow the social media of Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, who is one of the front and center DOD whistleblowers, you will see that this type of treatment was going on the whole time and is still happening in some cases. There's not much we can do about that or any of that right now to help them, as far as I know. There are still ongoing trials. The affidavit is now public. It has been used in a number of other cases because I get letters from attorneys who are trying to, on their individual cases, help military people who've been harmed or who are about to be harmed. And I know they've used it. Even though I put it in the public domain, they contact me for some kind of authorization or permission to use it. And I want to say publicly that anyone can use that affidavit if they believe it will help them. I urge you to go to drjaneruby.com and click on the link in the hamburger menu at the top that says affidavit. That is sworn under oath. It's about 15 to 20 pages. After explaining my credentials and the basis upon which I'm making my statements, I start to explain, like very few people can do, the pharmaceutical drug development process, the phases of research, preclinical, which is petri dishes and animals, clinical, which is humans, meaning, and then the four phases, huge importance. Phase one, all the pharmacokinetics, healthy people. Where does the distribution of the drug go? How long does it stay? What's the half-life? How does it get excreted? What are the primary organs of excretion, and et cetera? You need that to be able to design phase two, which is in larger numbers of people and people that are either sick or that you're watching, you know, for the disease state. None of this was done. And the crime is in the title of the Pfizer protocol. It's phase 1/2/3. I've told this story a number of times before, but it's important that you get that. You can't do those three phases simultaneously because each phase needs to be designed based on the findings of the preceding one, right? So that's why they didn't do phase one pharmacokinetics, because all the animals died in the preclinical phase. What I'm saying is you see them just boldly out there. Oh yeah, I did all three phases at once. You did? Well, that's a first in the industry. Anyway, what I was saying was we can't do much about it now, but you can use that affidavit anytime. I publicly want to say it is available. You have my public permission. Anyone, don't waste time. Download it. If you think it'll work in your case or help educate the courts, go for it. That's drjaneruby.com. Click on the tab that says affidavit, and there's a link to download it, as well as it's listed. You can read it right on the website. What we can do is recognize the implication for national security. We can connect the dots with the open borders. And it's not just that we have open borders of the illegals pouring over. I mean, it's not like just people just coming over because they're getting a free ride. It's worse than that. Michael Yon, who's a war correspondent, in partnership with my friend Ann Vandersteel, a great American, have repeatedly reported through their program, Operation Burning Edge, that our own government, through NGOs, has set up huge processing centers all throughout Central America. And the scary part is these people are getting naturalized citizenship. They're getting resources while American vets are sleeping on the street. They're getting transportation for free as they are planted in various cities intentionally across the United States. Read the handwriting on the wall. Get out of the cities. Prepare to function and thrive down grid. Find your local co-ops. Find your statewide co-ops. Form relationships. Support them now so that you can mutually support each other later. You want to, in other words, off the power grid, off of the big food supply chain grid, off of the communication internet grid. Just be prepared for an alternative system to those big provisions by that are have the government's hand all over it. And prepare to get through this in the best possible way for you and your family. Well, that's it for tonight's show. And please remember to follow me on Twitter, Telegram, and don't miss Coffee Chat, which is exclusively found here on my Rumble channel. Good night, everyone. God bless you all. Wow.